I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
What's up?
What's up?
Here we are. We're back. We're back in the room.
Back in the room. Back in the old hospital.
Back in the old haunted hospital.
The old haunted hospital.
Oh, how are you doing?
Trying to figure out our new podcast, Sitch.
Trying to figure it out. Doing our best.
Doing our best, actually.
Really doing our best out here, lads.
How am I?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, all right.
Good.
All right.
Good. Oh, I'm having a ridiculous week of faffs and fuck-ups.
Faffs and fuck-ups?
Absolute faffs and fuck-ups non-stop.
Great album name.
I don't know if I talked... I think I've said in the podcast I got diagnosed with ADHD last year.
Well, you've definitely said it to me.
I'm having a classico ADHD week.
Are you?
Just leaving stuff in places, left my...
girlfriend.
Left my girlfriend on a bus. Left my laptop charger at a gig, left my water bottle at a gig, walked out the house with my girlfriend's keys this morning, so I couldn't get into the studio.
That was true. I had to come and pick you up.
Rescue me.
Yeah.
The other day, so we've bought some period pants. Have you ever tried these period pants?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're good. They're good stuff.
Which one did you get?
Wooker is the name of the brand.
Someone told me I'm an ass.
You're an ass?
No, someone told me M&S. Oh. Someone told me I'm an ass. Unrelated.
Do they do period pants?
Yeah, I was like, the problem is there's so many brands.
Yeah.
And like, who knows which one's good? And then someone was like, M&S.
I was in a Planet Organic, which is a rare thing for me.
Yeah.
I saw a pair on offer.
You were lost.
They were Wooker. I
right.
bought them. I thought they were good, so I bought some more Wooker pairs.
That's nice.
But we've bought...
Good rec.
I bought these two pairs that are like the same type. They've got like a waistband around the top that says Wooker around the top. Mm-hmm. I bought exactly the same pair twice. I put one on in the morning. I danced around a little bit in them, showing Louisa my new pants.
Yeah.
A few hours later, was doing some exercise, realized I had them on inside out and back to front. So we had a big old laugh about that, to the point where the waistband, instead of saying Wooker, said a Wook. What did it say? A coup. It says a coup.
Yeah.
Rather than Wooker. And so we had a laugh. That was silly. Very stupid. Louise is like, you can wear whatever you want, however you want, backwards, inside out. Absolutely fine.
I mean, you can't.
But you do have to wear period pants the right way around. You do. You just have to.
You actually have
I'm afraid with these items, you have to get it right.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I know. And I do know how to put a pair of pants on. Finished doing my workout, put them in the wash, had a shower.
Yeah.
Got the second pair out. And Louise is like, so do you know what you're doing? I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I know how to put on a pair of pants. 7 hours later, on the toilet at my gig, looked down, got them inside out again.
Oh my god.
I don't know how
you didn't feel the need to double check.
I don't know how I did it. I've got no recollection of putting them on. I've got no memory. And I remember thinking, gotta get this right. Can't fuck this up.
I'm so confused by this.
Me too. You imagine being me.
I don't want to. Okay, your pants are inside out. I don't want to live this life.
Stuff is everywhere.
Stuff is everywhere. You have to be picked up from the front door like a little boy.
I shouldn't have made you carry me.
To be fair, I loved it. Made me feel powerful. Yeah, that is mad.
Absolutely exhausting, being in my brain.
Yeah, it sounds exhausting.
Yeah, really tiresome.
And
they're just bleeding everywhere.
And that's the thing, it's like, and everything's a splash zone.
Everything's a splash.
I love a period pant. I do.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, they should not be advertised for, like, all parts of the period.
Okay.
Like,
not all they're parts not of the a period. Maybe. Oh, really? Not on their own, no.
No.
You got to double up with something.
You got to double up.
Yeah.
They can't, and I feel like they're like, wear these. It's like, yeah, you can't just wear them.
They sell them as you can wear these whenever you. Here's a mad thing.
When like eggs are coming out, you need something. You need a receptacle for the eggs.
Do your eggs come out whole?
Yeah, they come out whole. They come out whole. They actually come out like a chicken egg. Boop.
That's why
they plop into my moon cup.
Period pants just don't cut it.
They plop into my moon cup, and then I'm like, dinner served.
Get me a spoon.
I keep calling them egg cups. I'm like, what do you mean?
Patrick, eggs are ready.
Straight from the cow. Yes, I'm the cow.
From cow to table. These are the best eggs I've ever had.
Oh, man. If I ever make breast milk, you better believe I'm serving that. Patrick,
would you like a breast milk latte?
Breast milk latte with your egg.
Patrick left you years ago.
Patrick, the house is full of stuff. It hasn't been cleaned in 7 years. Patrick, sweetie, there's a big doll that I've put a wig on.
Big mannequin. Patrick, darling, you haven't touched your eggs.
You haven't touched your eggs. There's just moon cups everywhere. I've actually really defeated the purpose of having a moon cup. I keep buying a new one.
Killing the environment with your moon cups.
Oh my god. Yeah. Mm. No, I you can't, that's the point. You can't have it on a day one-er.
You can't have it on a day one-er. You're right. You are right.
Thank you. Thank you. PSA. PSA for the vaginas.
Oh man. It's nice being in our new studio. I put a thing on our Patreon asking for advice on how we should decorate. Because at the moment it's very sparse.
You don't like what we've done?
Well, it's a bit...
With the nothing on the wall?
It's a bit...
With the chipped paint
horrible,
wall?
Horrible, haunted...
Yeah, it's offensively
waiting
horrible.
Waiting room, yeah. Somebody said we should put Philippa Crundwell on our Patreon. Hi, Philippa.
Okay, this makes way more sense than what I thought you were originally saying, which was that I thought you said we should put up Philippa Crundwell. And I was like, I know I don't live, like, I know I wasn't born here, but is Philippa Crundwell famous?
Should we get a picture of Philippa Crundwell for the Patreon?
Should I know who this is?
Philippa, if you're listening,
lovely.
We'd love a portrait of you for the wall.
Actually, now we should do it. Yeah, now we should. Philippa, please send us a pic.
But they've suggested that we put a portrait of the Dutch royal family on the wall, which I think is a great idea.
Yes!
Yeah.
Get in! Philippa, you're my favourite new person. I love that.
But then I googled the Dutch royal family and they're all too fit to have on the wall.
They are not fit.
They're so fit.
I mean, they're wonderful.
Compared to our royal family.
excuse you, you've got, you keep ousting the ones that are hot. But like, Meghan is hotter than like our entire royal family combined.
We can't have her in the royal family. She's too hot.
She's too hot. I think that was the problem. Diana and Meghan, that was the problem with both of them.
Diana's downfall.
I love this.
Look too good on a calendar.
I love it. I think we get them up there. Willem Alexander, Maxima, Alexia, Amalia, and
Harry.
Harry. Don't know what they're called.
Wendy Taylor said a caricature of you and I. So then I got my cousin to generate some AI art.
Yeah, but that was beautiful.
It was haunting.
It was haunting but beautiful, and the like people in the pictures of the AI pictures were far hotter than both you and I.
That's the upsetting thing. The prompt was weird art, and then it was like, okay, I'll do some weird stuff, but I'm gonna fix your face.
But look at these absolute babes.
I need you to be way fitter if I'm gonna paint you.
But that's what it was like. Yeah. Like they turned it into like a kind of Gwyneth Paltrow in Sliding Doors picture.
Yeah.
Of your face.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of glamorous.
You look like Wednesday Addams.
I am blonde for reasons unknown.
Inexplicable reasons.
They were just like, we don't like it that you're a brunette.
I can fix this.
I can fix this. How about blonde? And I'll tell you what, AI, I went blonde once and it was a mistake.
I'm speaking directly to you now, AI.
I'm speaking directly to you, AI, which is what I think what you're supposed to be able to do. Siri.
But yeah, so I think I'll
get, and we'll have to hang it up though. It's beautiful.
I might I'll put them out on our Patreon or on our Instagram or something, and get people to decide which are the favourites and which ones we can have on our wall.
Love.
So I'll get a couple.
And then
of
if anyone else has any suggestions of what we should put up on the wall.
Yeah.
We should get like a poster of the podcast.
Which podcast?
This one.
This one right here?
Off menu.
Should we put an off menu poster
in
the background?
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. We should get merch from our favourite podcasts and put it behind us.
Absolutely.
Just to remind everyone what they could be listening to. Yeah.
Here's some tips. Mm. They turn off immediately.
Yeah.
No, but if you have any suggestions.
We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you, actually.
And yeah, thank you everyone for the suggestions on the Patreon. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's so nice. Real and nice. And Philippa, I love you. I love you.
Yeah. Love you, Philippa.
Love you. I wish you were famous.
Maybe they are. We don't know.
You would know if Philippa Crundwell was famous. You would never forget that name. That's a brilliant name. That sounds like a name from like a famous book.
Oh, yeah, or like a detective.
Yeah.
Crundwell's here.
Crundwell's here.
We'll know within the hour. Crundwell's here.
Yeah. It's like a Sherlock Holmes kind of
panic way. Over, boys. Crundwell's on the case.
Do you want to do another one?
No, I think I'm done.
All right, great.
That was lovely. It was lovely. It's lovely to talk to you all on Patreon. I'm having a great time. I was just messaging somebody the other day. Oh, that was...
okay.
Wait, bear with.
Whoever Sarah's messaged, I'm sorry if it was creepy. I'm sorry if it had real, like, end of the podcast vibe.
Yeah. I was messaging somebody, mm-hmm. and then, unrelated, police turned up at my door.
Yeah.
So what's that about? Hannah Kelly messaged, basically saying, you guys are great, so stop apologizing for everything.
But we have so much to apologize for.
So
Hannah.
Sorry, Hannah.
See, yeah, sorry, first of all, for apologizing.
Sorry for apologizing too much.
We have so much to apologize for, though.
We have a lot to apologize for.
We just feel really bad that, like, we are putting people through like this many changes.
Yeah.
But I guess for you guys, maybe it isn't that different.
I think we're more consistent than we think we're bad parents right now.
I think we do think we're bad parents.
And we're actually doing a real good job.
We have been quite consistent.
Yeah. I think we're aware of what is the inconsistencies on our horizon.
Yes.
Because you're going to Edinburgh for the full month. I'm only going for 2 weeks. And then in September.
Big
news, exciting news. I'm having top surgery,
yes.
Which I'm going to be talking about probably more on our Patreon episodes, if you want to tune in. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'll be off for an indefinite amount of time, but hopefully we maybe do some Zoom epis and stuff.
100%.
Keep everybody updated on my... But like, I think there's going to be like at least a week where I'm just like screaming at a bin.
Yeah.
coming down off the old ice. Yeah. Yeah, before I go in.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
It's
though.
Very exciting.
It's so exciting.
I'm so nervous about what I'm going to say on anesthetic when I come out.
Yeah.
My friend had top surgery last year. I love it so much.
What did they say?
Before they went in to have the surgery, the hospital had said that they were going to have a 3-course meal after the surgery. But this is obviously like a hospital 3-course meal, which is like what? Like a fruit cup and then like some kind of sandwich or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like, I don't know, a chocolate mousse. But they came out of surgery absolutely like high, like just going mad, and kept going, I want my 3-course meal. Where's my 3-course meal? I want my 3-course meal now.
yeah. Well, I guess like just immediately, you know, more demanding than before.
And they kept going, I got no titties. I got no titties. Where's my 3-course meal?
That's fab. I love that. Yeah,
so I'm excited for that.
I love that.
Can't wait.
I can't wait.
We've got a great guest today.
Oh my God, our guest is so good.
So funny. Esther Manito, incredible guest this week.
Mm-hmm.
She's so funny.
So wonderful.
I just love hanging around her. She's a good laugh.
She's such a good
We
laugh.
Have such a laugh in this episode. She's an incredible comedian. She's a podcaster herself.
Yeah.
Actor, writer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mother.
She sure is.
She can do it all.
She can do it all.
Really goes to show that women can do it all these days.
Yeah. Jury's still out.
You're like, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Listen, but actually, Esther's a really good example.
Listen to the app. You decide.
You decide. So let's get her in.
Let's get her in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Esther Benito!
Esther is here! Welcome!
We yell at you. Neither of you two now want me in this room. You're both like, wow.
We're regretting this really hard. Just before we started recording, Esther was really saying some dark stuff.
Really dark.
About her children.
Yeah. I hope they don't hear this. Are you ever worried that like your children will just see all the stuff you've said about them?
I say it all to their face. They just ignore everything I say, so it's fine. Lovely. I say it to them all the time, and they're just like, oh, it's just you.
How old are they?
They're going to be 10 and 8 this month.
Oh, I think they're going to stop ignoring you soon.
They're going to stop. Well, already it's starting that even my existence annoys them, so they're just going to move out soon, aren't
they? They're going to stop paying attention.
You think they're going to move out? The 7-year-old.
Move out.
Yeah, they're nearly in double digits. They'll be off soon.
We're on the home run, people.
You live near London. They're never going to move out.
That's true. Unless we go in, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you want your kids to move out, you're going to have to move out of London to force them to move to London.
Basically. I need to move them, yeah. What we need to do is buy a house outside of London and then just kind of put them in the house and then back away from that house and find another place to live.
No, so we're going to say this again. You can't abandon your children. I can't believe how much I'm having to say this today.
You can't abandon your children.
They're not allowed to move out yet, and you can't abandon them in a house.
And I can't force them to start a family because I want more babies. And I don't want to go through pregnancy. I appreciate this. It's very good advice.
Listen.
You want more babies?
Oh, I'd love more babies. I can't be asked.
To have
I love babies. Yeah, I would just want
the baby.
Give me to the baby.
Yeah.
But you don't really want grandchildren right now.
No, I don't want grandchildren. although I'm, you know, I'm 40 years old and in comedy, so in comedy terms, I'm 109.
Geriatric comedian.
I should be the woman in the shoe. I'm the, yeah, no, that's it.
No, that's it. I'm done with that. I like to imagine that every riff you just end with, and that's it.
Yeah. I think I just watched you censor yourself, though, for maybe the first time, where you go, actually, no, I'm not saying that. I've gone too far.
Do you know, I just don't have any boundaries or any concept of, like, social awareness. And it's really hard living like that.
That's great, though. I've got too many.
No, it's terrible because, like, you know, I'm always with my husband. He's always just like, who would say that? And why would you think that was appropriate time? And he's just always having these conversations with me. And I'm like, why don't I have any boundaries?
But do you regret it in hindsight? Do you walk away and go,
all the time.
Okay, right. That's a relief.
All the time. I'm like, that was the wrong place to say that.
Yeah.
I should not have said that at parents' evening.
So you're not impervious to like post socialising anxiety?
No, I get nervous and then I just manically overshare my thoughts.
Yeah. I love people like that.
And then I realise that no one else is also sharing their thoughts. And then I walk away from the comedy store green room going, yet again.
Didn't need to do all the talking.
Yeah, again, everyone else sat in silence while I described in detail my latest smear. And it's four old blokes just going, wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
My girlfriend does that. I love it so much. If she goes into a social situation where she doesn't know people that well, especially if she's with like a particularly quiet or shy person, she'll come back to me and she'll be like, I don't know why you left me alone with him because I just spoke at him.
Oh.
Like, it was a hostage situation.
I want that with your girlfriend. Me and your girlfriend could just like manically scream in each other's face.
If you guys got together, it would be an explosion of socializing.
Wait, I think Louisa is so like chilled and...
Oh, but you can talk back. When somebody's talking back.
Who are these people who don't know how to talk back?
No, there's loads of people who don't know how to talk. If she's like, she can't do silences. So you guys will have a normal conversation.
She will fill
a silence. So if she was in the comedy store green room with four old men, she would be talking about her latest smear test. Because she'd be like, oh, well, do you know what happened to me today? And then she'd keep, like, she can't just sit quietly.
No.
It's so interesting. I have an uncle and it's slightly different, but he basically like, he will just continue talking.
Yeah.
Until like... he has stopped, but he also will say to you, he will say to you like, you have to stop. I won't stop. So you have to stop.
Please interrupt.
Yeah, he's
I
like
that.
I know, I quite love that.
I think I get it from my dad because he just talks and talks and talks, but he says everything with no connection, and everything is, and he doesn't have any sense. So he does the school walk with us every single morning and he'll just be ranting about whatever's come into his head. And it's like, I don't know if standing outside the school, you screaming about, I don't know, Ukraine and Russia or the Madeleine McCann case is always appropriate.
No, I don't think outside of school is the best place to scream about Madeleine McCann, is it?
Or is it?
I suppose. Raising awareness.
Looking for her. She might be any of them.
Have you checked the local schools?
Have you checked any of the local schools? No, she's about 20 now, isn't she?
Yes, but you know, she's been in the car for like 20 years.
She could be a teacher.
Oh, God.
Okay, that started so dark.
I feel like...
that custodian.
She's gone through teacher training.
Who's the girl that said she was Madeleine McCann? And she was on TikTok.
Oh, was she like Russian or something like that?
And she had the eye, because, you know, Madeleine McCann had a little mark in her eye.
She had, like, two pieces of evidence, and it was like, I'm blonde and I've got a mark in my eye.
Yeah.
And I don't like my... I don't feel connected to my mum that much.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Amazing. That's like the Anastasia story.
Is that the Little Woman?
No, Anastasia was the... You've never seen Anastasia? The Little Woman. No.
No, the I know woman, what you mean, though.
The woman who pretended she was a child.
Oh, no.
No, this is the...
No,
the,
I don't know what you mean.
One of the Romanov children. And, like, the grandma of, like, the Romanovs, she, like, managed to, like, escape the slaughter, and she lived in Paris. And then... This is also a movie, like, a cartoon... But anyway.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the cartoon movie. Didn't know it was real.
Yeah, it's real. And it's, like... And then, basically, there was, like, a rumour that one of the children, Anastasia, like, escaped. So loads of... people came forward and were like, I'm Anastasia.
Oh.
And in the cartoon movie, she gets found. But in real life, she did.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Oh, God.
But there's lots of, like, conspiracy theories because so many, like, girls came forward.
Who else is dead that we could say we were?
Ooh, interesting.
Just for attention.
There was that baby.
Not for any other purposes.
Famous baby that got kidnapped, wasn't there?
Famous
oh,
baby.
The dingo baby.
No, not the dingo. You can't claim you're the dingo baby.
You turn up in Australia.
As it turns
I'm
up.
So little sympathetic. I am so sorry for everything since the moment I walked through this door. Also, I love the fact that I just finished your sentence like that was an obvious conclusion.
Eston walks out of the wilderness in Australia and goes, it's me, the dingo baby. I know you've all been looking.
This was so long ago.
Yeah.
The dingo baby would
it
be,
didn't be
way
my
older than Madeleine McCann.
The dingo But why is she not Australian? Well,
she's been with the dingoes just
with the dingoes.
That's what I've got.
Down with the dingoes.
That's why I've got those social skills.
My story.
That's why she talks so much.
Dingoes aren't really good with conversational boundaries.
Yeah. You've got to fill the silences with dingoes.
You've got to fill the silences
with
dingoes.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway.
In my family, I had to do all the talking. My mum's a dingo. My dad's a dingo.
What is a dingo?
But I still
is it like a wild dog. Yeah.
I like the idea that she still came out talking English. I had to do all the talking, even though as a baby,
I was teach myself English. Do all the talking. Anyway, I've had enough, so I'm back.
I'm the dingo baby. What are we talking about?
Humiliating articles when they're like, "You're not the dingo baby." Nope.
No.
Pretty sure I am. My parents are like, no, because
she's
we
not.
Had you.
We have a lot of photo evidence that you're our child.
Oh, God.
But also, what a mad claim to make, because I understand people being like, I'm the lost royalty, I'm the lost princess. Being like, I'm the lost member of that family that went on a camping holiday. And I'm here to reclaim my fortune.
Oh my God.
Meryl Streep's my mother.
I'm really getting this from context, but I actually never really understood I've never really heard the dingo baby. Like, I knew it from, like, Seinfeld.
It's like it became a bit of a joke because this woman said the dingo
ate, my,
ate
baby.
My baby.
Yeah, I know that from
But
Seinfeld.
It's actually a real sad story where
it's
they went
horrific.
On a camping holiday.
And the dingo ate the baby.
And a dingo came and snatched a baby.
But they tried to blame her, didn't they?
And they did like a investigation in the car. They took all DNA samples of the car and they thought they found blood, but it was actually like ketchup or something. But there was this period where they said no. It was
how
this...
crap is that police force?
Yeah.
Well, it's red. It's all the evidence I need.
Yeah. This seems like an open and shut case, boys. I found red in the car.
Now, what are all these hot dogs doing here?
It was in a bottle and had a label on it, but I'm pretty sure.
That's where you got the eating idea from, is it?
We have to get off the topic of, like, children who were...
Missing children? Yeah, I don't know how we got
right
here.
Write in with your suggestions if you were a missing...
No.
It's your podcast.
No, absolutely not.
If you're the dingo baby, please get in touch.
If you had to be a missing person
get
from
get in
mystery.
Touch with us, not anyone else.
First thing to do.
What are you two going to do with that information?
Right into our podcast. We'll take it from there.
You heard it here first.
I'm the dingo baby. We'll get straight on. Hello, hello. A
couple
that,
of weeks from
is
now.
Is that the news?
Boy, do we have a scoop for you. Our guest this week
We asked him about a sliding doors moment. Was there any moment in your life where things could have turned really different?
Was there any moment in your life that you were a dingo? I can't breathe.
Jesus. Well, I'm crying.
Oh, God. What horrific people
okay.
It's a really
horrible.
It's a really serious story, and
really
I just
sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's. Oh goodness. Okay, we have to get off. We have to get off the dingo baby. Sarah, please get us on track.
Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
It's a delight to have you here. Oh. It's about life-changing moments.
Yes.
Things that could have changed your life.
Yeah.
Are you a dweller? Do you dwell on things that could have changed your life?
No, I don't think so. Mm. What do you mean? Do you mean, do I constantly go, oh, if only I'd done that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's a bit of dwelling.
Really?
No.
That's so healthy.
God, we've had like a couple of people who were just so healthy.
No. Just never look back and never look down. Completely. That's what I say.
Never look back and never look down.
Yeah, because whenever you look
down. How do you
down...
speak to your children?
She just doesn't look down on them, Sarah.
They have to meet me at my level.
They have little step ladders they carry around.
Mom!
Never look back, because I think regrets just will send you mad.
Yeah.
And then never look down, then you don't constantly worry about what you're wearing.
Oh!
So that's just, you put your clothes on, just don't look down.
So you just accept your fate.
Yeah.
Regardless. Clothing.
Because whenever
and
you look
past.
Down, you always then think, oh, that it's not a great angle, or I regret what I'm wearing. And I just think, no, don't look down. Just put on what you want, don't look down. life hack, you're welcome.
I love this. Yeah. I actually love this.
Mine
I just look
mine
down.
Mine is live in the past and dress
I
better.
I like it.
Those are mine.
Live in the past and dress better. Oh, yeah, always have a change of clothes.
Always have a change of clothes.
I actually do.
Regret.
Yeah. I'm like most of the time.
Like a changing bag. Yeah. You've just got your own change of bag. Yeah.
I'm going to go change the me.
I always have a change of clothes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nikki but is a diva.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
I don't know if that's diva or just like I'm so aware that at any point things could like, I go could rip something or like, yeah. Yeah.
Any moment I could just shit myself.
Yeah, I've, it's happened.
Oh.
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 Okay, I'm doing it right now.
so neat.
Out of spite.
Show you.
Because you implied that it might not.
Then I'm going to put my clean pants on. And you're going to be very impressed.
Do you ever dwell on like parenting choices you've made?
No.
Good.
Because they were all goals.
Yeah.
100%
goals. I just think you're going to be shit whatever.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to nail anything. So you're just flawed, and then your kids will just deal with it, and then they'll be flawed, and then it just carries on.
I asked my mum that once, and she was like, the one thing that I would have done differently is take you to the hospital when you did say you'd broken your hand.
Oh, no, I'm the same as your mum. Yeah. My daughter had broken her arm, and I didn't believe her.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
so
that's
I regret that, but I don't dwell on it.
And she's like, yeah, I should have taken you in like a week before.
A week?
Yeah. Oh, God, no, I was like,
it still hurts. And she was like, oh, fine, and took me in.
Yeah, but kids are always just saying things for attention.
Are you exaggerating for effect?
No.
It was a week?
Yeah. It wasn't a bad break.
Send her to jail.
It wasn't a bad break. Like, you couldn't see anything. I could, couldn't I?
Yeah, imagine that.
Any lawyers listening? Get in touch.
Get in touch.
I'm going toe-to-toe with mummy.
And if you're the dingo baby and you're a lawyer.
Even better.
What would you want the outcome of the court case to be?
Yeah.
Even though I just suggested it and you didn't say you wanted to do it in the first place.
My mum gives me her hand.
You have your mum's hand sewed on
in marriage.
Yeah, yeah. I want to marry my mum.
Do it.
Why are the court stopping me? Get me a lawyer. Well, I regret that riff.
Oh my god, you want to marry your mum?
No regrets. Oh. No regrets. Like,
no regrets.
Like Esther. Like
no
Esther.
Regrets. It just is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I think also like just, you know, never think positively. That won't help anyone.
Great.
Well, we've got the title of this episode.
Never think positively. And also never think negatively or do?
Always think negatively.
Always think negatively. Always. Well, that is true. You do that because I've been at... We were doing a gig together the other day and we were talking about the fact that like both of us are like, this is going to go horribly wrong.
Yeah. No, you have to think that
You
for
have
everything.
To go into a gig like that though.
Yeah, but not everybody does.
Get those people who are like, I'm psyched, I'm going to have a great time. And I'm like, I don't know what hell you've come from, but you are clearly... traumatizingly.
Yeah. You're a lunatic.
To go, this is going to be the worst experience of my life, and then I'm pleasantly surprised when it's fine.
Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised when it's fine, or I'm like, yeah, see, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way.
So then, and
Mickey wins.
I win.
Yeah, but it is a win.
I think
so. If you then have to think positively, and then you, okay, let's say you go, oh, today's going to be a really great day, you're setting yourself up for endless disappointments, which are really going to stress yourself out. So instead, just go out and go, it's probably just going to be another load of shit. And then anything good that happens, it's a win. So you end up being a much happier person.
This is the opposite of positive affirmation podcast.
I'm telling you.
The wellness podcast. What's the opposite of wellness?
No, panic. Yeah. Panic and dread.
Panic and dread. In our bunker.
Dread pod.
It is a bunker.
I think dread pod is quite a good podcast name.
Yeah, we should have done that.
Well, we have.
Always
actually.
Living in regret. Yeah. We regret this podcast. We regret our friendship.
Maybe that's why I don't sit and regret stuff about the past, because I'm too busy dreading what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So you've got to concentrate. You've got to focus your energies.
Well, I'm relieved you're not happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have had to stop the pod
for
if you were
a second
happy.
There.
Do you have any kind of big near miss experiences?
Yes.
Woo!
So, in my house, me and the kids were just sat watching TV, and then my husband came in and went, I can smell something really funny. And I was like, well, always.
Hello.
Duh.
I know. Well, it's going to be one of us. And then he was like, no, but can't you smell that? And I was like, genuinely don't know, because he can smell everything.
Right.
And it annoys me. He can hear everything and smell everything. He's always going, can you hear that? And you're like, what? No, I can't hear that. Can you smell that? And I'm like, I just, whereas
he just lives in a completely different dimension to you.
He's like a dingo.
He's the dingo
that stole me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem with being stolen by dingoes, is then you have to marry a dingo.
Yeah, that is true.
So anyway, he kept saying, oh my God, can you hear that? Can you hear that smell?
Can you? Can you?
Can you hear the smell?
And you were like, no, I can't.
Because we're taking you to hospital.
So eventually he got really annoyed that I couldn't hear the smell.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went, right, I think there's something really weird going on because I can smell it. And then he called, he said it smells maybe like it could be gas. And then he called the gas board and the gas man came out and was like, get the fuck out of your house now. And so we had to go around to our neighbours and they had to remove the gas meter. And they were like, if you had, and it was like 7 o'clock at night and we were not close to that far off putting kids to bed and stuff. And he said, if you guys had all gone to bed, you would have woken up dead. You would not.
It's a zombie movie!
You would not have woken
completely
up.
Completely undermined the drama of that.
That was such a good dramatic moment. And you
I was so
it.
Invested in the story.
The
you would not have woken up, is what I mean to have said.
Oh
by
my
the way,
God.
I'm doing a solo show at the moment where it's a lot of me just going back going, no, I didn't mean to say that. I came out with the wrong thing.
I love the idea of your punchlines all being like slightly wrong.
Weird riddles.
And you would have woken up
dead. People are like, wait, what?
Wow.
Would have been dead. That's insane.
So then it turns out that the guy who... So how mental is that? So we literally,
four
people would have just been dead.
Yeah.
Right? Just want to reiterate, that's like horrific.
Yeah.
So it turns out the guy who owned our house before us was a builder, and he was a dodgy builder, and he'd put in a dodgy gas meter. And then, like a week later, the police turned up on my doorstep and they were like, does this guy still live here? Because he still registered his building firm to this address.
No.
And we're after him. And I was like, no, he doesn't live here. But we literally had a near-death experience where we nearly died because of the gas meter. And he said, he has fitted the gas meter in other houses, and one family are actually in hospital receiving treatment because their gas meter poisoned them, and they're fine now. But now we need to find him, and he's on the run.
Oh my God.
I don't know if they caught him, but I'm still getting his mail.
He could have been like a prolific murderer. He could have been like a serial killer.
But just to save a bit of money, he fitted like 7 or 8 houses with dodgy gas meters.
Or because he planned to.
Or he wanted to kill us.
He was into it.
He wanted to kill all y'all.
Yeah.
So do you trust your husband's nose now?
Yes.
He must have felt so smug. Yes. He must have felt so smug.
Well, yeah, I've got quite a reckless attitude to safety.
Clearly.
Yeah, I'm not very good at like crossing roads or like turning things off. I'm always like burning things and blowing things up by accident.
Mm.
So
okay.
I don't really.
And where are the children now?
My daughter does say that she has about a 60% survival rate. When she's because in my care. Because when we were going somewhere and we went to cross a road and I was like, let's just run across this road now. And she was just like, no, we're going to go and use the zebra crossing where the traffic lights are.
She's 3 years old. God. She's like, look at these lights. When it's on red, we wait.
I did talk to my therapist about that. I was like, why don't I have any sense of safety? And then
why is my daughter such a square?
Well, they've had to. Because the thing is the shitter you are, the better they are at just sorting themselves out. So
actually, this actually makes you a really good man.
Yeah.
I'm sorted.
You're bluffing them.
Yeah. Sorted.
The bluff method.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Turns out you're very safe, but you just want to see how they go on.
How would you survive? Yeah, you're like, Mum, can I go to hospital? Well, what would you do if I wasn't here?
I say, as I'm leaving.
To the 9-year-old.
As I'm going to the pub.
As I've got my club clothes on.
My club clothes.
Have you ever had a sliding doors moment?
Well, yes.
Well, tell us.
I had 2 blokes that I could go on a date with, and I went on
brag.
A date. Brag.
And that's the end of my story.
I'll have you know, in my time, there was 2 people that actually... There was 2 blokes who wanted to... I had to choose who to go on a date with. Chose my husband. But it could have gone the other way.
So what made you choose Neil?
He just seemed a lot more straightforward.
What was the other one?
Is the one's rolling everywhere?
The other one's rolling his way through London.
Yeah.
So that's why he did it. Esther, take me back.
Do you remember this person who rolled their way through London? No one remembers this, Esther. Just you, because you were about to go on a date with him, but he was busy rolling.
So were you asked out simultaneously by 2 different men?
Yes.
This is a great one.
Did they
Which,
both...
by the way, has not been the story of my life. I just want to point that out.
How old were you?
20.
20?
Yeah.
You've been with Neil since you were 20?
Yeah.
Fuck.
How did you meet Neil?
It was a blind date. So I'd already met him, and then he asked me to go on another date, and then another person asked me to go on a date. So I was like, right, I have to decide who to go on a date with. And back then,
it would have been
in the Victorian times, but you didn't really do the whole seeing people, multiple people. So
yeah.
That would stress me out too much anyway. So I had to decide who should I go on a date with. And he just seemed a lot more uncomplicated and straightforward. So I thought, yeah, I'll just go with that.
That was it.
Yeah.
It would have been absolutely brutal if it had been a blind date when you decided against the other guy. You were like, I don't even know who this guy is, but I'm going to go with him.
I think it's pretty brutal now. Like, you've not said anything particularly...
complimentary.
No, you've not said like because he was hotter or because he was more interesting. You were just like, he seems a bit uncomplicated.
The other guy was a mess.
Fucking 20 year old Esther Benito, just like, this is what I want for my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was hot.
Yeah, he was handsome. He had lovely eyes. Oh, he's got a lovely face.
Mickey,
oh, I don't talk
Mickey
like that.
You shouldn't have to be dragging this out of you.
Yeah, this is horrible.
I don't talk
like you'll
that.
Never listen to this.
I would say it to his face. I remember not so long ago we were at a party and this woman was chatting Neil up and I got so jealous, which is so weird because it's not like me. And everyone just was like...
But it was a key party and you were
I was too busy rolling outside. to embrace all the lads.
So this woman assumed he was single because can't be your wife.
This lady was flirting.
And I got really annoyed. Nice. And everyone was like, oh my God, you care. We didn't know you cared.
You do like him.
I do like him.
Well, that's really nice.
They did not know you cared. You've been with this guy for 20 years. They were like,
well,
you like
he knows
him.
I love him. But everyone else was just like, I didn't think that you would show... You know, jealousy, which to be fair, I don't normally, but I did get jealousy then. I think it's because I heard her say to her mate, oh, I reckon Neil will buy me a drink. And I was like, oh, fucking will he?
So you were more annoyed about the money? He's not spending my money on you.
But she knew that you guys were married?
No.
Oh, I was
no.
like, what?
So I was just like, no, he's not buying you a drink.
He won't be.
I went mental.
Yeah.
I was proper pissed though.
Mm.
Yeah, he'd already bought you some drinks. What a guy. So uncomplicated.
Oh, where did you go on your first date?
We went to Prezzo in
Oh, nice.
Hill.
Yeah, there's nothing complicated about Prezzo.
Do you know what I mean? Straightforward.
That's yeah. fucking
no,
great.
Do you have a calzone?
No issues, no like, you know.
Do you have a calzone? I'm going to keep asking this till you answer it.
I didn't have a calzone. Why?
Oh no, Sarah's disappointed. Where did Sarah's you and Louisa way. Go for your first date?
We started dating in a pandemic, so we went for
yeah.
a
so
roll
you go?
Around the park.
A roll around the park. Yeah.
She did sideward roll. You did forward roll.
Forward roll.
Oh yeah, you had a pandemic. Yeah, that's.
Hang on.
That's...
Why the calzone?
I just wanted to know.
Oh okay.
Pizza Express for us.
Oh, was it?
That's a same level as Prezzo, I feel.
I feel it is.
Yeah.
Rival Italians.
Yeah.
Rival Italians.
The uncomplicated thing about him, though, was that he drove... No, the complicated thing about him...
Right.
Is that he drove a Saxon, and what's it called? I don't know anything about cars. Not Saxon. Saxo.
Saxo? Phone.
Neither of us know anything about
he
cars
He drove a
either.
Saxophone. It's complicated.
I can't believe it. He drove a Saxon. No.
He turned
no,
up in a saxophone. And you were like, I thought we'd just roll there.
Saxon,
he
like
turned
the
up outside my house, because he didn't live in London... And he was driving a little Saxo, and he is a big bloke, like 6'2", and he was a rugby player, which is how I met him, because my friend was the physio for the rugby team. And he climbed out of the front window because none of the doors worked.
Yeah, that's sexy.
Like and a clown like, car.
Like a clown car.
Did he say,
like,
roll up?
I would have married that guy too.
And yeah. I just watched him from the top window, watching this giant bloke crawling out this tiny window. And then kind of like style it out a little bit and then walk to the front door. And I was like, that's about as much complication as I can take. The fact that you're...
Really?
Well, yeah. When you're a very kind of mental person yourself, you know, you need someone who's quite stoic and grounded.
That, to me, I would immediately have been like...
Yeah, I thought it was very funny.
Yeah,
he is
that's,
funny.
That's the guy for that's me. Perfect.
He is funny, but that's really funny about him because it's funny when bad things happen to him.
Sarah, can I ask, if you had to describe Louisa, what would be the first thing you say? Would it be uncomplicated?
I feel like you're saying that like it's a really negative thing. I think that's a great...
Why is that the first thing you think of?
Well, it's kind
Why
of like
you
your way of
Neil?
Saying it's like easy to be with him.
Yeah.
No. Come on, what would you say?
No. You're making me feel bad.
One word.
But like, what would be the what's the first thing you'd think of?
2.5 years.
Oh, so 2.5 years. You say stuff like, I don't know, banging.
Banging. Yeah, I'd say banging.
Sarah said banging.
That's not. You're going to edit that in a way where it's going to make it sound like you asked the question. And the first thing I said was banging.
Absolutely.
How would you describe Louisa? Banging.
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 Yeah, that's nice. That's well nice.
Sex hut.
Sex hut.
A sex hut. Yes. God. An object of sex. A small beach building.
Please, Esther, that's what Sarah calls Louisa's vagina.
Not even a sex mansion. A sex hut. A sex shack.
I don't know. What do people say?
When asked why,
you describe Patrick in one word?
The first thing I'd say would be funny. That's the first thing I'd
say. So why is funny better than uncomplicated?
Are you joking?
Uncomplicated, it's great. I mean, he's homely.
Oh no,
he's stoic.
That's all of these are sad.
Look, when you come from a mental family like mine, when someone's very uncomplicated, it's the most appealing thing.
I totally understand it. I really understand where you're coming from.
Have you met him? You must have met him.
I've met him. He's so uncomplicated. Honestly, I love that about him.
I get it now. I've changed my mind. I know what I'd call Louisa.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, not begging.
Funny. I'd call her funny.
Yeah, I think that's the best one. I think that should be what you start
words.
With.
Funny.
Handsome.
Right.
And
a bit shallow.
Funny, handsome.
Won't be forever.
Anxious.
Anxious.
Funny, handsome, and anxious.
Yeah. Mentally ill would be the third. Now, and that is a real plus for Mickey.
Yeah. See, I couldn't.
He rolls out the car window even when the door opens.
And then I go, look at how mentally ill this one is.
And he's mine.
He also, on our first date, I knew for a fact, because I lived in Muswell Hill, I knew that there were stairs that went down and they just led to a fire escape. So at the bottom of those stairs was just a door that was a fire escape. No other exits there. And he went, I've just got to go to the toilet. And I watched him go down those stairs, not where the toilets were. Go down those stairs, and he obviously stood at the bottom of those stairs and was like, fuck, I can't go back up because I look like a dickhead. So then he just came up, pretended he'd been to the toilet and sat back down, and I was like, I know for a fact that you've just stood down there for 5 minutes pretending that you went to the
bathroom. What if he peed in the fire escape?
That's might have done.
Slightly complicated, isn't
That's
it?
Slightly complicated.
That does complicate things.
But in a way, but just that awkwardness.
Yeah.
That's and you sweet. Loved it.
Yeah.
That is, oh, I love that, is that you funny, love though. That. I think that's great. Yeah.
I think it's really funny.
I think that's really great.
Oh, nothing makes me laugh more than Neil panicking. Oh. It's so funny. He's always stressed and, like, everything's just... Because he
your house is always exploding.
Yeah. See? I know.
And you keep trying to kill the kids.
So we went to Lebanon and there was just, like, all this, like, military around and he was just like, why are we here? It's really stressful.
We're
and
like,
why
didn't my you heritage.
It was like, I'm on the BBC, it says we should not be here. And I'm like, ah, relax.
You're like, let's cross here, kids. What's a few... Run in front of a tank.
What's a few tanks? He's like, why is the UN behind us? I'm like, it's family holiday.
Family holiday. It's important.
Those stories were absolutely delightful. Thank you so
I'm
much
sorry,
for telling us.
I feel
us.
Like I didn't deliver as much as...
This
has been so fun. Yeah. Like, you're joking. Like, this has been delightful.
An absolute delight.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Do you have anything to plug, please?
Yes. Can you all come to my solo show, Hell Hath No Fury? It starts in August at Soho Theatre between the 17th and 19th.
Wonderful.
Really nice. And where can brilliant. They find you?
You can find me on just at Estimanito.
Yeah.
On everything.
Amazing.
Strava.
Thanks
Amazing.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Estimanito!
Estimanito!
I do feel like now that we're in this studio, we have a lot more, like, we're just, like, a bit weirder.
Yeah, it's because I feel like we're underground even though we're not.
It does feel like we're underground.
Every time we've been in here, no matter how long we've been in here now, I don't know, an hour and a half.
Sure.
I feel like we've been in here for months without air.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we descend into madness the moment we walk through the door.
I think so. But I quite like it.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's excellent.
That was a lovely episode with
so
Esther.
So lovely.
Just to bring us back to what we were meant to be doing.
Yeah, yeah. So lovely. Man, that was so funny.
It's very funny. I cried.
I cried.
With laughter.
I really, really cried laughing.
Did a little cry there.
That was so great.
Thank
I
you.
I love when you laugh, cry. Sorry, yes.
Oh, on. No, you say what you said.
I just love it. I love when you laugh, cry. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, when was the last time I laugh, cried? And then I'll get a bit sad because I'm like, oh, it wasn't this week.
Didn't do it this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But now I've got my little top up.
Yeah. You're riding high off that laugh cry. Yeah,
so I won't be so demanding of Patrick.
Make normally, me laugh cry.
Normally I'm like, make me cry. right, yes.
Thank you everybody for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much, endlessly. Especially everybody on the Patreon.
Yes.
But public listeners, that doesn't mean you're any less special.
But it does.
But it does. But yeah, thank you so much for all your support. We are
thank you
loving it so much. Mm. And yeah, come to our live shows. We're both doing the Edinburgh Fringe this year.
Please come, please. My agent is like so annoying. He's just like, it's all about pre-sales, Mickey. So yeah.
So just yeah.
Just if you're planning on coming, buy a ticket now. My agent will love you.
A ticket to make a white man shut up.
Yes, please.
Help us out.
Help us out.
Throw us a freaking bone.
Throw
here.
Us a bone.
But yeah, we love you.
We love you.
Oh,
and your
God, you look good today.
Oh, here we go. Let's get Sarah get this out.
You look great today.
You're not even talking about me.
You're smashing it.
You're talking about all the people you want to perv on.
I'm not talking
our listeners.
Mickey, I'm not talking to you right now.
No, I know.
I'm having a moment with our listeners.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
And we're taking our time together. Just to really appreciate the fact that we can enjoy this space.
I genuinely think it's weird. I genuinely think it's nasty.
Well done for showing up today. Do that all yoga right. thing.
Let's
turning up to the mat is half the battle.
That is actually true.
Yeah.
So thank you all for listening, and you'll hear us next time.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.